Listen to this podcast for an update on the Patriots roster. You're listening to the Roster Report Podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Bransky, and it's Friday, September 29th here at Gillette Stadium. A little rainy, but it doesn't stop Brian Lowe, Andy Hart, Tom Casale, and Paul Perillo breaking down the roster for you.
Well, thanks, Lori. This is the Patriots Roster Report on a Friday as the Patriots prepare to play the Bengals, and the Patriots did make one sequence of roster moves this week, placing Randall Gay on injured reserve. That's the second consecutive year that Randall Gay's season is ending prematurely. He has a hamstring injury, and they have signed re-signed Hank Poteet, who was certainly on the roster express, on and off the roster over the course of the last two, three seasons or so, and certainly brings into question the entire health of the defensive backfield, because several other players on the Patriots are on the injury report this week. Eugene Wilson, Ellis Hobbs, Artrell Hawkins, some players who are questionable. What do you make of the current status of the defensive backfield, specifically in terms of health and where they stand?
They're banged up at the worst possible time as they prepare to face a team that goes a good four deep at receiver and could hurt them with big plays. Randall Gay is a guy that I personally questioned coming into the year. Could you still count on him? He just seems to have a lot of durability factors going all the way back to LSU. That's part of the reason why, or probably the main reason why, he was available as a rookie free agent. And again, second straight year, he goes on IR with a hamstring injury. I mean, I saw him walking in the locker room, so I'm not even sure how it unfolded. But again, they bring back Hank Poteet for the third straight year in the middle of the year, joins the team. And obviously he's had a little bit of success here, but the more you get Hank Poteet on the field, the worse you are this Sunday.
Yeah, well, obviously Poteet didn't make, I think they had nine defensive backs to make the roster. He wasn't one of them. Obviously, he wasn't in that top grouping. And with Randall Gay, obviously there's some talent there because he's made the roster three consecutive years after being an undrafted free agent, but certainly a lot of injury concerns. But most likely of the three or four guys who are questionable, one or two will play, one or two won't. But like you said, they're going up against a team that has playmakers all over the offense, specifically at wide receiver, and they also have a lot of height. What can the Patriots do with who they have in terms of matching up against the Bengals?
Could be a bad week not to have Artrell Hawkins, because he's a safety, but he's a former corner, and he's got those coverage skills. If they need Harrison out there to cover one of those receivers, that could be a mismatch in the Bengals' favor, so probably a bad week not to have Hawkins on the field if he doesn't play.
And we don't know if he will or not. He's questionable. Eugene Wilson as well. Hawkins was from a couple weeks ago. Wilson from this past game. Ellis Hobbs, sort of a question mark. He has a wrist injury. I don't recall anything in the game where he went down, and he was certainly available to talk to the media after the game. I didn't notice anything. I don't know if anyone else did. But there are some concerns there. And Poteet, it's not like they're bringing in a guy off the street who has no experience in this league, as Andy was talking about, third consecutive year that he's joined the team in the middle of the season, so he certainly has some familiarity there. In terms of the rest of the injury report, Chad Jackson still on the injury report, still questionable. Andy, as you chew on the next chip, what do you think of Chad Jackson's availability for this week?
I'm not getting caught in that one again. I got caught up in the chip in my mouth.
Yeah.
I got caught last week assuming that he was going to play because, while he was still questionable with the hamstring, saw him play against the Jets, looked fine, didn't have a limp, was making plays, was probably the best receiver on the team for this, on the field for this team.
Looked fine in terms of health and looked fine in terms of production.
And then the next week, he's not out there. So I was stunned that he didn't play last week. So I'm not going to make a prediction this week.
And when you're talking about a position where they have such little depth at wide receiver, to be a healthy scratch, which it's not really known if Chad Jackson was or wasn't, to be a healthy scratch or to be a scratch of any kind of that position certainly calls into question that player's availability. Paul, your thoughts?
On Chad Jackson? I think Chad Jackson's in. Without question, he's in this week.
Why?
Well, based on some of the people I talked to, he was very, very close last week, and it didn't have anything, according to unnamed sources, and we love those, didn't have anything at all to do with any playbook, lack of familiarity with the playbook or any discipline. He tried to go. It was a very, very late decision, game day decision, and he wasn't quite ready to go. I think for a wide receiver, hamstring is, you can't play with a hamstring at, say, 80%. It needs to be pretty close to 100% for a guy to have that explosion and athleticism that he needs. I think Chad Jackson plays this week, but, you know, Andy's right. We both sat here last week, Andy and I did the podcast, and we both felt without question he would play, and he didn't.
Plus, if it's still health, it seems like it's just going to be one of those things that's going to go week to week. A week, take 2 weeks off, try to come back, miss. I mean, it's been a while now where they've given this plenty of time, tried to come back, then pull him back again. So I think it's going to be something you're going to have to keep an eye on all year long.
How much impact can you make if you're doing that? You're there 1 week, you're out 2 weeks, you're there, you're
out. As a rookie, you're trying to, you know, build week to week and get better and better, and you're in and out of the lineup, on and off the practice field. I've kind of given up hope on the Chad Jackson rookie season playing out as, you know, Patriots fans might have hoped in the long term.
Just to interrupt, haven't given up on him being a quality player.
I think he's the most important receiver on this team right now. And if he's on the field, I think they're a far better football
team. And he's the most talented, too. I mean, he's
But
he's
I've just,
good,
you know, there were early hopes that by the end of the year, you're saying, this guy's my number one. He goes out there every week. He hurts other team, creates matchup problems. I've kind of given up on that and just say, they need him on the field more often than not.
Also on the offensive line, in terms of the tackles, three of the tackles, right, are on the injured injury report. Kazier, who hasn't played yet at all, Matt Light and Ryan O'Callaghan with a head injury. Most likely Light and O'Callaghan, who are both probable, they'll be playing. But some concerns there. The offensive line hasn't been stellar all the way around. Some concerns there that maybe Wesley Britt is going to have to play a more active role.
The concerns for the Patriots.
I'm not saying Tom Casale personally has concerns, but...
No, I think you're right. I think Light and O'Callaghan will play. And at some point soon, wouldn't you figure Kazier is going to be out there?
I really don't know what to think of that. I have to think at this point he's healthy.
Right.
I mean, he played in the preseason. So unless he suffered some sort of setback, I don't understand why he wouldn't be out there. I mean, he was practicing full bore with pads on, you know, about a month ago at this point. So if it's still maybe he got suffered some sort of setback with that shoulder problem, but I got to think that more so is he's inactive by choice with the coaches right now, and they feel that O'Callaghan is obviously the starter and Wesley Britt is 100%, and they feel like he's the backup. I think unless there's something that we don't know about off the field, I don't really understand what the situation is with Kazier.
Not sure that's a good sign if Wesley Britt has surpassed Nick
Kazier.
I mean, he was part of your depth at the tackle spot, whether he started or didn't start after coming off last season. He was your swing guy. Last week you have Light go out. Britt has to come in the game. I can't believe that Bill Belichick, if he has to put Wesley Britt lined up with Justin Smith, that he has a lot of confidence that they're going to win that matchup. It changes everything. You know, I don't want to take shots at Wesley Britt.
Right.
I just find it hard to believe he's your first guy off the bench there to protect
Tom
Brady.
And it's not like Wesley Britt, you know, Wesley Britt was drafted by San Diego last year, the same year as Kazier, and he was on the Patriots practice squad for just about all of last season. I think it was in early September. So it's not like, so he almost has, he has almost as much experience within the Patriots system as Kazier. Kazier certainly was thrown right into the fire last year with the injuries with Matt Light and started quite a bit last year, but it's not like Wesley Britt is that much farther behind in terms of experience within the Patriots system. Not in-game experience.
Right, but I mean, Kazier was the guy who came in and started at both tackles as a rookie.
Absolutely.
That's pretty impressive, and when you look at that from afar, you say he should build on that and move forward. I'm not sure he has.
Fair enough. So that's where we stand. Certainly a lot of injury issues. There'll be game time decisions as the Patriots take the field in Cincinnati on Sunday, as there always are, and we'll see how that all plays out. And we'll come back to you next week with a roster report next Friday as the Patriots return home to play Miami. That'll do it for this edition of the Roster Report. For Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, and Tom Casale, I'm Brian Lowe. Let's go back to Laurie.
Thanks, guys. Join us again next Friday for an all-new Ross Report podcast. Remember to check Patriots.com for all the latest information. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!